Calling it excessive, Governor Blunt vetoed the $200 million economic development bill approved this past session. The Senate sponsor of that bill, John Griesheimer of Washington, says a compromise has been reached to meet Blunt's objections, a compromise he calls the son of 327.
In other words, take 327, take the controversial stuff out, take stuff out of it that already passed, but basically put a modified version of it back on the governor's desk.
The cost has been trimmed to $70 million. The main provision remains an expansion of the Quality Jobs Program, moving its annual cap from $12 million to $40 million. Griesheimer says it appears all the objections have been met, and the legislature is poised to pass the bill.
I'm just looking forward to getting back together and, you know, getting this done in a relatively quick period.
The special session also apparently will include a bill to change state law so the Transportation Commission can move forward with its program to repair and replace 800 of the state's worst bridges. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.